Now, you've probably heard of Real Madrid, the soccer team from Spain. But how about Real Kashmir? It's a relatively new soccer team from Indian-administered Kashmir, part of a disputed region between India, Pakistan, and China. The area is known more for conflict than soccer. But this underdog team is battling for India's top soccer title this year. NPR's Lauren Freyer is in Kashmir.
This Himalayan valley has hosted three wars between India and Pakistan and a decades-long separatist insurgency that Indian forces have often dealt with violently. It's part of Hindu-majority India's only Muslim-majority state, and there's tension. But it was a different type of tragedy in 2014 that gave birth to Real Kashmir.
Heavy rain and flooding had hampered the efforts to retrieve the bodies.
Hundreds of people were killed in floods. Schools were closed. Young people out on the streets. And one evening, two friends, a Muslim and a Hindu, had an idea.
It started with the 2014 floods. We used to go for evening walks. So we would see a lot of kids hanging around doing nothing. And I had been a footballer myself. And that's when I thought, why don't I get some balls and at least give these kids something to do.
That's Shamim Miraj. He and his Hindu friend Sandeep Chattu handed out 1,000 soccer balls to flood victims. But why stop there? They started a team for those idle youth to play on. It went professional, and they convinced a Scottish coach, David Robertson, to come all the way to the Himalayas.
All I ever saw was TV shows, and it's 90 degrees, it's hot in India. And I arrived here, and the next day was snowing. There was no internet, electric goes out. And I just thought I wanted to go home.
But Robertson stayed, and a year later he coached Real Kashmir to win India's second division, the soccer equivalent of the minor leagues. This year, his team is tantalizingly close to winning the top division. Sumaid Bilgi is an Indian sports journalist who's watched this improbable rise of a 2.5-year-old team, which has a tenth of the budget of some of its competitors.
Ultimately, money rules the world. But you always want your fairy tale, don't you? You're always rooting for the underdog. I think Kashmir are that.
Part of the fairy tale is who's on the team. A mix of players from Africa, other parts of India, Hindus, Muslims, Christians, atheists, and local Kashmiris. Down a warren of lanes sprayed with militant graffiti is where the team's center-back, Mohammed Hamad, lives with his parents. He often has to circumvent police curfews to attend morning practice.
The practice is like at 11. I have to leave it at 8 or 7 like this. Because after 7 or 8, there will be curfew around the city and you are not able to move around.
Does it make you more determined?
Yeah, exactly. The conditions here, you get much more motivation to achieve something because I have struggled a lot. These things also motivate you.
Motivate him to go out and play soccer in the Himalayas.
Freezing sleet, big fat snowflakes are falling onto the soccer field, and the fans are all huddled under this big Real Kashmir tarp, screaming.
At a home game, the drenched stands are packed. Schoolgirls in headscarves swoon. Men climb to the roof of a neighboring mosque to peer down into the stadium. Some on the opposing team from tropical southern India have never seen snow. Real Kashmir score the winning goal in the 51st minute. And as Real Kashmir moves one game closer to the Indian title, the crowd, as if they hadn't gone wild already.
Real Kashmir FC 1, Gokulam Kerala 0.
Lauren Freyer, NPR News in Srinagar, Kashmir.